I'm one of the co-leads for the J2A program this year. My co-lead also, Sally Swigert. Everybody knows Sally. So. And so what we're going to do today is kind of share you some insights into what we learned and what we experienced on our pilgrimage. Before I'll call the kids up to talk about that, I'm going to explain a little bit kind of what the pilgrimage is like, how it comes about for us. As you know, every 2 years, a part of our teen program is to carry together teens, 9th and 10th graders, I believe, and go on this thing called, we call it pilgrimage. Pilgrimage, in the classic sense, means to travel to a holy site in search of a relationship with God. So the key portion is their travel. Okay, and in history, it instantiates itself numerous times. We've heard about pilgrimages by other faiths. Yeah, you see it in the Bible as well. One could argue the first pilgrimage that we might see is Moses leading the Jews out of exile into the promised land, traveling to get a closer relationship with God. So that's kind of what we do here with our young people. The purpose is really to allow them to start to, as they grow and develop, to start thinking for themselves in their faith. Where do they stand with God? How do they build that faith? And give them an opportunity to think about it. One thing that I think we all kind of struggle with sometimes, I know I do, is we often spend most of our time doing things. We don't have time to stop and to think about our relationship with God. I know that in my space, as I work from day to day, I often get caught up in the day-to-day activities, and very rarely do I stop and think about my relationship with God as I should. And although I think that Sally said before we went on this pilgrimage, and before last year, Chris, this pilgrimage is for you too. And of course, my response to that is, no, it's not. My only job is to get people home safe and keep people back, but they might hurt themselves, right? But invariably, last year and this year, last time and this time, it became a pilgrimage for me as well. In this way, in this year, it was a little different. Many times with our pilgrimages, I've been on two, this is my second, Sally's been on, this is your second, I believe, they each kind of have a flavor of their own. We can serve God and find God in numerous ways. St. Mark's here does it often in the mission space. We help, and we help people a lot. I think about Green Builders, I think about Guardian Angel. We gain in our faith by doing, right? This pilgrimage was a little different for us, for me, and for, I think, the kids. We gained in our faith on this trip by listening. The kids, part of the pilgrimage at St. Mark's, is the way it kind of goes, is the kids actually pick their space. They pick where they want to go. In the past, they have been picked places to go in Britain. Warm, right? And a lot of times those places that we go, or pick to go, we went to Jamaica 2 years ago, there's a significant need. In many of these places, the third world countries that really need support and help. And we can grow in our faith by helping people, and we often did. And at least the ones that I've been on prior to this one, that was the case. We can also build our faith, like I said, by listening. And Iceland, if you didn't know, that's where we went. Kids chose to go this year. Iceland is not a third world country. Iceland is a first world country by all definitions of the word. We actually tried to do some mission work there, and they said, no thanks, we don't need your help. We take care of ourselves. It's just how it's in your mind, right? There were not a lot of mission opportunities there, and that in many ways for us was a blessing. I think the kids really wanted to do more mission work. I think I did too, because we're comfortable doing that, right? But we didn't have those opportunities this time. What we did have opportunity for, and it revealed itself to us as we got there, is to listen. To listen for God's word with us, to look for God in places that we might not have seen them look for him before. Okay? And so that's what this trip was really about. Something that I think, and Sally, I talked about it. You know, sometimes adults need pilgrimages too. Think about that, and we've been talking about opportunities. Maybe we should do that for ourselves sometimes, so we can also build our faith with the rest of our family here. So what you're going to hear in the next few minutes is I got three boys at home. Each of the students is going to give you some insight into kind of what their moments of wonder were. Let me give you a little background on moments of wonder, and then we'll move on. The way each day went, as we went through and traveled around the island, okay, it started with a devotion with our leader, Justin McGee, and you'll hear a little bit about that in a few moments. And if you were here at the 10 o'clock hour, we talked a little bit about it. We would go to around the island and visit different things. And a lot of it has to do with beautiful sights to see, mountains, waterfalls. It was just gorgeous. And each of those places provides its own unique opportunity to connect with God. At the end of the day, we would gather for a meal, and then we would share something that Justin termed moments of wonder. Moments of wonder was any time during the day that God revealed himself to you. It could be with an interaction with a stranger, could be with an interaction with one of your friends. Maybe you just got quiet and you thought about your relationship with God. Maybe God spoke to you in a very specific way. The key part there is we have to open our hearts and our minds up to that possibility. And I can tell you one thing. I know I have a difficult time doing that. Opening my heart and my mind to express my feelings, to receive God's word, because I'm busy. Right? I can tell you, and that was going to be the challenge, I thought, for our students. They met it in spades. These young people are very special young people, I think. I think that for those of you who had a chance to interact with them in the context of their fundraising, you know that you've seen that they're very special young people. Even in a time, I remember when I was this age, the last thing I wanted to do was write in a journal. Some would argue that's the last thing I want to do right now, is write in a journal. But we offered that opportunity to the young people to articulate and think about how God was talking to them. And every one of them gave it a shot and gave it a try. I'm not so sure if I was that age that I would have been so open-minded. We have a very special group of young people here. And so, and they took full advantage, I guarantee you, of the opportunity to connect with God. And they're going to share with you a little bit of their moments of wonder in just a few moments. Okay, so why don't you guys come up, all right? And we'll talk about it. And then Sally will close with some of her final thoughts, okay?
Hi, I'm Andrew Skirtis, and so prior to the trip to Iceland, I've always struggled to just sit down and quiet, because teenagers, we always have our busy lives, but just sit down and quiet with my thoughts, with God, and that connection, that bond that I have with him. And in Iceland, we were at a massive waterfall, actually, and it was called Gullfoss, and I was sitting on a rock, and I was just by myself. There was people everywhere, but I zoned out. I focused on prayer and how I can strengthen that. So I prayed for everything that was going on, me personally, my friends, my family, everything that is important to me. And so since then, I have used that experience with Iceland to strengthen my bond with God.
Good morning. My name is Trevor. One of the moments that stuck out to me from this trip is one of the last days we had dinner at our hostel in Reykjavik. And what we did, we were able to sit around the table, enjoy a couple stories of the trip, of our lives, some funny stories. We were able to laugh with each other. And this just shows how close we got and how we were able to enjoy the company of each other. And like in the presence of God and the presence of each other, we were just able to have a great dinner around the table, enjoy each other's company, and it's just something I'll never forget for the rest of my life.
Hi, my name is Kelly Long, and throughout the trip, all the adults, Chris, Taylor, Sally, and then our leader, Justin, they would take a time from each day and share their life stories, what makes them who they are today, what they've been through. But then they dedicated a day for us, like all the kids, to share their life stories with each other. And like through the trip, they always said that it was going to be us like strengthening our relationship with God, but also with that, our relationship with each other grew so much more, and I didn't expect how close I would end up getting with these people behind me, and now like they mean so much to me, and it's something that I'll take with me for the rest of my life.
Hi, my name is Abby Mood, and my moment of wonder was before we even got to the airport on the first day. We got to the church across the street, and we had these little gifts that Sally gave us, and one of the gifts was these little wooden cross necklaces, and I wear mine every day, and I think all of us do. And so there were moments throughout the trip, I would just feel it on me, and I would just think about, like, God, and I would pray sometimes, and I'll just think about, and then I feel it on me now, like, after the trip, and I can just look back and, like, think about all the great times.
Hi, I'm a Christian, and I didn't really have a specific moment during the trip, but one very important thing that I took back was all the new relationships that I've found with all the people behind me, and just how much closer we've gotten during the trip, because we spent so much time together, and we've got to know each other on a really personal level, and that's just something really special to me. And one of my favorite moments of the trip was, so I brought a soccer ball on the trip with us, and I just threw it in my bag at the last second before I left for the airport. I wasn't really thinking about it or anything, but we actually ended up playing soccer a couple of times in Iceland, and that was just really cool for me, so I could bring something from, like, one of my favorite things from my life and kind of share with everybody.
I'm Annie, and when I think of the trip, something that really stuck out to me, it happened on the fourth day. We went and traveled, and we saw a bunch of different waterfalls, and one of the biggest waterfalls we got to see on the whole trip, we could go behind it, which was really, really awesome, and we were all super cold and wet because of all the mist coming from the waterfall, and it was also really loud because of all of the water, and there was a ton of people, and it was pretty chaotic, and we were all so excited. But somehow, Father Taylor managed to gather all of us together and kind of pull us back to the side, out of the way of everyone, when we were still behind the waterfall. And he was shouting over the water and said, just 1 minute, listen to me. And he took, not even a minute, he took 30 seconds and gave us just almost a mini sermon right there, spontaneously, behind the waterfall. And in that moment, it was one of the first times on the trip where I really noticed the power of God, and I saw God made this waterfall, and I know it really stuck with me, and I know it stuck with everyone else, too.
My name's Ethan, and my moment of wonder was on day two after we went to the church service. We went back to our hostel, sort of saw a big mountain on the other side, we're like, let's climb that. So we went down the path, sort of went off the path, and as we were hiking up, me and Trevor noticed that Sally refused to turn around. It was really high up, so we sort of just sat there with her and helped her climb. And helping her and, you know, seeing nature really brought me closer to God. So, Stafford.
Hi, I'm Stafford. So I chose to go last because my moment of wonder is really all of our moments of wonder for the whole week. Middle of the week, we decided to climb a mountain around 10 o'clock. Right across from our hostel. And when we got to the mountain, we went all the way towards the edge of the cliff, and we could just see the beautiful view of the whole ocean. We looked down, the whole town is there. And our guide, Justin, he told us to all take alone time, take 5 minutes and just sit there and just let our minds think about whatever you want. And that hit hard on all of us. Personally, I thought about how great my friends and family are, and I thought about my relatives that aren't here and how I still feel them with me, and I just completely connected with God at that moment, and all of us did. Moved some people to tears, and that was just an amazing moment for all of us.
Okay, so I didn't have my notes at 9, so I'm going to do a little bit more because it's so important to me to be up here today with all of you guys and sharing this. So Chris asked us to do our moments of wonder, and my moments are all of theirs as well. And so just everything they talked about, we had this amazing waterfall with when Andrew had his moment and all of us looking at that. Our dinners together, the spiritual autobiographies that Kelly talked about, which was we had asked the kids, myself and Taylor and Chris and our leader Justin wrote ahead of time what we called our spiritual autobiographies, and that was really kind of our stories, our life stories, and how we connected that with our faith and how important that was. I learned that in EFM, and so throughout the first 4 or 5 days, each one of us took a moment to do that. It took, I guess, 5 or 10 minutes to do that, and I think it was really impactful. But most importantly was we never asked the kids that they had to do it, but we said to them, you can share. Now that there's no younger kids here, they went to 9, we'll tell you that the parents did write them some information. We kind of asked the parents to give them a letter that's just kind of said if they were going to write their child's spiritual autobiography, what they included it. And so we handed that to the kids in the middle of the week, and then they read that, and they also chose either to share that or to just use that as part of their talk. But on Friday afternoon, late on Friday afternoon, these kids stood up outside of our hostel in public, just with all of us around, and there were just many, many tears and just amazing things shared with these kids. So that was just, it was wonderful and something I'll never forget. And then Christian and Abby, our crosses, and we kind of chuckled because I think a couple of these kids have lost their crosses, but Taylor's going to order a couple more right now. So most of them have. But so they're chuckling. But Christian here talked about soccer. You know, it sounds like it's just an American thing, but it was an amazing part of our pilgrimage and with these kids to see the joy in their faces as they played with one another was really very, very special. And Annie talked about the waterfall and Taylor. That was a moment that all of us will never forget as well, and being so vulnerable with that. I didn't mention it earlier, but Chris... he's kind of a selfless person. He was on this trip, and he, or was that the right word? Selfless? I don't know.
I don't know which one
was that. Anyway.
So, but I got
I've been called worse. I'll take it.
He is selfless.
Right, he's selfless. I just wanted to make sure I said it correctly. So I have written down here the absolute unselfishness of Chris, my co-leader. He had a terrible cold that week. But he never said one thing, never stopped. He didn't make a few of the mountaintops, but he was also, you know, carrying the burden of worrying about Andy, and he never shared that with you guys, and he didn't, you know, I'm sure Andy's great now, but it was stressful because you had surgery when you got back, and that was something he kept inside and never said a bit about what he was feeling in his heart, but I know it was on your heart the whole week. Let's see. Oh, I do have to mention that the joy that I had. I slept with these three girls all week. The boys had to kind of split up a little bit, but I slept with the three girls all week. And I had a little playlist on my iPod that I opened up with great songs every morning. And that was just absolutely wonderful. I loved every second of it. And then finally, with the relationships with these kids, they talk about it, the relationships. That's really where Christ is coming into that, because you know, our God is a living God, and we see Him through each other, and that you can really you can feel that with these kids. So my moment of wonder, I promise I'm almost done. My moment of wonder came. My youngest Abby, who you probably all know her, she's hilarious. I won't read her letter to me, but she snuck a letter in my suitcase before I left. So Abby is, I was kid, she's the loudest child in the Swigert household, but she wrote me a letter that it told me, you know, she was just proud, but she also was telling me some things about these kids, and it was a special letter. I read that in my suitcase, and the next day we did Lectio, and it was our first morning doing Lectio in Longford, and I was sitting there, Justin, our fabulous leader, and Chris and Taylor, you know, kind of the front and the back, and these 8 kids in between, and really overcome with emotion, looking into their eyes, seeing the joy that they had to be there, and knowing what we took to get here. And I feel it's such an important ministry. Kids need to go on a pilgrimage. I think it's something they'll remember, and it will change their lives forever. So I'm almost done, but I didn't do this morning. So to me, God is in. I always think about my relationship with God, and it's like a weird thing. A relationship with God, I mean, it's not like a person, but we have a relationship with God and with each other, as Taylor tells us every week and everything, but so we have that with each other, and these guys, I think we feel that way. We found it with one another. The more we care for and listen to and learn with each other, the more we strengthen our relationship to God. God is present in our lives through each other. This pilgrimage experience was a blessing and a privilege, and we have given these young adults this gift, and I think it's a gift for a lifetime.
I want to just close with profound gratitude on so many levels. Chris and Sally deserve huge gratitude. They not only did this, but they spent the last 2 years working with these kids, getting them ready to come to this point. Chris did all the logistics to take 8 kids who don't belong to us out of the country. Well, one of them belongs to me, but... and got it all together. And he tells me that's not his gift, so that was not clear to me. But the two of them deserve great praise. Also, this congregation, you all have been so, so generous in so many ways. You might get tired of hearing about, you know, J2A raising money, we're going on pilgrimage, blah, 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 but you can get a sense here. And I, as marvelous as this is, I think it's just the tip of the iceberg for what came out of this for all of us, but especially for you guys. And you've supported that in a couple ways. One is you've given money when we've asked you to do some kind of fundraiser. I think you guys have bought things you don't really want to, but you've done it. I'm grateful. Also, some of you may not know this, but the money you give to the to our parish budget every year goes to ministry. And some of you may not know, we give more than 10% of the budget away. We tie that budget. But also, in your pledge, you support one-third of their cost. The parish pays one-third. The parents or the family or wherever they can get it pays one-third. And then they raise the other third. So you all play a huge role in the transformation that's going on with these kids. And there's no way I can say thank you enough. I'll just add, my role, I was active with both, I think, the spiritual stuff and the chaperoning stuff. But I just go along for the ride. I don't do the preparation. So all praise to you all. It's been fantastic.